Good morning, everyone. This is Amin Parker, and welcome back to the Amin Parker podcast. Now, I want to talk about Microsoft again. You know, I've been talking about Microsoft for a long time now. They have been making decisions that made no sense to me and other gamers. But I think I'm going to have to change my stance on all of that. Basically, Microsoft has said that they want to create the most powerful home console in a couple of years. They also said that they are very interested in handhelds, particularly hybrid consoles like the Nintendo Switch and like the Valve Steam Deck. And strong rumors is pointing to them making their own hybrid handheld. And we know because it's Microsoft, it'll probably be more powerful than the next Nintendo Switch, which basically puts Microsoft in a super powerful position if both rumors are true. Plus, there's rumors that they are open to allowing the Epic Store being put on their next home console, as well as other stores, could possibly be Steam. If all of this is true, Microsoft is in a strong position, but it still won't help them in the Asian markets, where those markets just don't want to accept anything from Microsoft. They're not really open to Microsoft platform. So that will always be Nintendo's saving grace, is the Asian markets. But I still believe that Nintendo is going to have a monopoly in those Asian markets, while Sony will have a monopoly basically on the home console part of things. Microsoft will still be in a strong position, you know, because if they're doing what they're doing, they'll be in a strong second place when it comes to the home console sector here in the West. And by default, they will be in second place in the hybrid portable market, even if they are, you know, not welcome with open arms in those Asian markets. They will still be in a strong second place position in the West when it comes to the hybrid portable market as well. So Microsoft might be doing, you know, choices and decisions that is questionable right now, but I think they got this under control to the best of their ability. You know, they may still be putting, you know, their first party games everywhere, and this is not making a lot of sense to people like me, but maybe it makes sense in some strange way at the end of the day. Microsoft will still be making a ton of money. This will be a power position for them. They will be making profit. Oh well, this is Amin Parker, and that's all I got for now. Look like Microsoft may be entering the portable handheld market, as well as staying in the home console market. But until the next voice message, this is Amin Parker, and I am out.